I am attempting to switch email clients from Outlook to Thunderbird, and I've been able to do many things, but there are a few things that I am running into difficulties with. One of them is importing my contacts from Outlook, and the other is building what they call filters, which Outlook calls rules. Is there anybody who has been using Thunderbird and is familiar with it? And if so, I'd like to be able to pick your brain.
I can talk to you after the meeting, maybe, or some other time, Steve. I am a T-Bird user.
Yeah, does anybody know of a good resource for learning Android TalkBack?
As I know that iBug does, they started getting into Android, but I don't know if they have like a one-on-one mentoring like they do for iOS. I can check.
Yeah, the other one I could think of, and unfortunately, I don't think these are recorded. I think these are just live. There's a lady that works for the library in New York. I'm trying to blank on her name.
Chancy
Fleet. Yeah, I know she's done some stuff, but for some reason, I do not think those are recorded.
No, they're not.
If you Google TalkBack, Google folks have put together some YouTube videos.
I'm just kind of learning the Zoom app, hosting a Zoom app with a 40-minute free app. Can I make breakout rooms from my iPhone?
I know you can do it on a computer. I don't know if you can. I'm not sure if you can do it on an iPhone.
You can definitely do it on a Mac.
I'm sure you could do it on a Mac.
And Google Sheets, is it quasi-accessible with JAWS if I make sure that I'm in that accessibility mode?
You got to remember, as you said, that your Control-Alt-Z, your screen reader support, is enabed. But with the Control-Alt-Z on and the Insert-Z off, I think it works pretty well. Other tricks that are helpful in the Google environment, if things just aren't misbehaving, well, one, you always want to check that your window is maximized, but sometimes just refresh your screen with F5 and that sort of helps it.
There are also some webinars that Freedom Scientific put together with Google Docs and stuff and Sheets with JAWS. It's
But I use Google Chrome for my browser. Every now and then you click on a link, it's going to take you to a document and it's a PDF document, right? And it opens in Google Chrome. I look at the document, I can read it usually, that's all fine. Then I want to close it, but it's not a separate tab. If I do Control W to close that tab, all of Google Chrome closes as if it's the only page open.
Have you tried Control F4? Try that, because I think that usually does it. Yeah, it gets rid of the document, brings you back to where you were.
You can also force it with Control Enter on the link in question and force it to be in a new tab.
And then Shift Enter does a new window. Yeah.
In order to fix it so that Adobe is your default, you got to go into Settings, Applications, and Default Apps. And then you've got a series of buttons there. And one of them, I believe, is for PDF files. And it will probably say Google Chrome. You activate that button, and then you will be able to choose your default from there. Yeah.
Usually when you open that PDF online in Chrome or Edge or whatever, you can hit Control S, just opens the Save As dialog box, and you can download it and read it in Adobe Reader.
I've been using for a few years now the iPhone SE, the second generation one. I love the small size. Last month, we talked about how bad Siri is these days, and maybe that's platform independent, but I'm just finding it worse and worse and worse in Siri and dictation. And
Siri is slower at responding now, so when you hold down the home button, wait a couple seconds before you start speaking, and I think your mileage will be a lot better with Siri.
I have been articulating much more carefully and slower.
I have found that I get much better recognition accuracy if I have a choice of either using Siri directly or bringing up the keyboard and clicking on the dictate button. I get better results from the dictate button than I do on Siri.
Ideally, you're supposed to keep your battery between 20 and 80%.
Yeah, you want to kind of keep it between 20 and 80%. That's if you could do it. It's hard to do it, but it's if you could keep your battery between 20 and 80%, that's where you get the best longer, health for your battery.
Is this applicable to all phones, both Android and others. Is this applicable to all batteries in different phones, or is it just exclusive to iPhones?
No, I think we're talking about lithium-ion batteries, in which case anything that's got a lithium-ion battery, this is the case, that you should keep it between 20 and 80% for the longest life.
You can assume that any phone that's made today has lithium-ion batteries.
Yeah, how safe is it to use the phone while plugged in, while charging?
It's fine.
I had updated my iPhone to 16.3, then ultimately the 3.1, and it was awful. It was sluggish. I lost focus. Bunch of apps I couldn't use anymore. I asked the iDevices.groups.io for possible solutions, and one person had it. Somehow or another, in my voiceover settings, I guess there's a setting called captions, it had either been switched on or turning it on suddenly was a problem with the 16.3. I turned it off and boom, my phone was back to normal again.
I've been having this issue with Zoom lately where, like, if I try and join a meeting on my either my iPhone or my iPad, and if I click on the link, like from an email, in some cases, Zoom will tell me that it can't sign in. And I've had this happen to me quite a few times, and I'm not quite sure why.
Is it trying to tell you that you can't log you into your account?
I guess.
Did you try uninstalling the Zoom app and reinstalling it?
That I haven't tried yet.
I have that issue sometimes, and the way I handle it is before I click on the link, I open the Zoom app first, and then go back to the email and click on the link. And when I do that, it doesn't happen. But if I do it directly from the email, that what Kelsey said often happens to me.
In the Zoom app, the desktop client, in the meetings tab, when I go tab through to the list of my meetings, the only one that shows up is the most recent one coming up. If I've scheduled three meetings going forward. If I turn on my JAWS cursor, I can down arrow through and hear that those other ones are there, but I can't get focus on any of those other ones. I sent the an email to the Zoom accessibility folks, and it says, oh, no, we can't replicate this.